Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. We're at the divisional round. Definitely a case for the best weekend of the NFL season in the sports calendar. Just a step away from Championship Sunday, and then really anything can happen. We've got three somewhat sizable favorites by a touchdown or greater. And finally, a really close game. The Bills were favored at first. Now the Ravens are favored. I expected to stay that way between Baltimore and Buffalo. So it'll be a quick show. We'll jump into each matchup, but first, just the teams that were eliminated last week. Very quick thoughts on each of them. Chargers, I think, overperformed their roster a little bit this season. Jim Harbaugh is such a good coach, and just a really bad time for Justin Herbert to have by far his worst game of the season, 4 interceptions after just 3 during the regular season. I think we'll bounce back at some point in the playoffs and have success there, now 0-2 in the postseason, but a good foundation set, I think, by the new regime. Getting Joe Alt and then Ladd McConkey with the first two picks was awesome, and excited to see where they go this offseason. Steelers, 5 straight losses after losing to the Ravens. Just couldn't stop Derrick Henry. Lamar Jackson made plays. There were flashes, especially on downfield throws, a couple of touchdowns to at least make it respectable, I guess. And Russell Wilson definitely elevated things when he got in there. Then overall, the whole team got in a rut after the 10-3 start. Couldn't get out of it in time. But I think as well as Wilson did, especially when he took over at quarterback, Pittsburgh definitely looking in another direction at the position this offseason and need to get that right moving forward to really increase their ceiling as potential Super Bowl contenders. If the Broncos talked about them enough all season, I think the game was closer than the 31-7 score indicated. Had whatever it was, 5-6 drops at least by the receivers didn't help. And as they all said, the whole regime, Sean Payton, owner Greg Penner, they have their quarterback there in Bo Nix and can build around him. That's pretty exciting. It could be scary. Packers, really similar to Justin Herbert, and he didn't perform. But we've seen more consistently from Herbert, obviously, since he entered the league, was a star quarterback. But I mentioned, I think, at the first episode of the season, guys like Jordan Love, Herbert, really, Tua, they need to play at an elite level with these contracts. Jordan Love also didn't play well in the wildcard round against the Eagles. Injuries certainly didn't help at receiver. Lost Romeo Dobbs and Jaden Reed during the game. And Chris Watson was already out with the ACL, unfortunately. But the point is, moving forward, they need Love to really become that superstar-level quarterback. Definitely need more consistency, especially in crunch time in the playoffs. Bucks lost a heartbreaker to the Commanders. For them, despite losing, I feel like they still have sort of the championship DNA there, winning the Super Bowl with Tom Brady in 2020. And for them, I think it's about basically Baker Mayfield if he catches fire for like a 4-game, 3-game stretch, potentially if they somehow get a bye. That's their path to Super Bowl. It can happen, but potentially some changes this offseason. We'll see if Chris Godwin, where he goes, he's definitely a free agent to watch. And then finally, the Vikings, things sort of fell apart for them the past 2 weeks, the regular season finale against the Lions, then against the Rams. Sam Darnold sacked a bunch, but on his side wasn't really getting rid of the ball for many of those sacks. He had TJ Hockenson for some checkdowns underneath, didn't take them. And I said it too, as a lot of people did, was playing almost at an MVP caliber level. Would have seemed crazy to move on from him, but obviously it's looking like things have changed over the past 2 weeks, and he'll be a name to watch, though, in free agency this offseason. Now for the divisional round on Saturday, 4:30 Eastern, Texans, Chiefs. These two teams played the Saturday before Christmas. Houston unfortunately lost Tank Dell in that game, but they battled, made it an 8-point game. So there might be some confidence there after beating the Chargers last week handily. Defense flew around, might be some confidence that they can keep things close and pull it out in the end. Chiefs well rested, got to look out for Russ, but they've done it before on the quest for a three-peat. I think the key for them, if they're going to win another Super Bowl in key situations, especially look out for Hollywood Brown. Again, the two games he played during the regular season at the end there seemed to elevate everyone on offense. And Patrick Mahomes looked a bit more like himself when Brown got in the lineup. And then, of course, the KC defense has been elite this time of year and has played a huge role in their back-to-back Super Bowls. Should do a good job of stuffing a Houston run game that struggled and should be able to get off the field as pretty big favorites this week, nearing double digits. Then Saturday night, Commanders-Lions. Detroit also approaching double-digit favorites. Of course, Washington very dangerous with Jane Daniels, the way he can run around, make plays. Aaron Glenn, Lions defensive coordinator, certainly going to come after him. But Daniels can be slippery, as we've seen all year. He can hit the deep ball, as we've seen all year. Lines are pretty sticky in coverage. And we'll see offensively, Detroit should have an advantage here. Might be able to just put things out of reach. Had the extra week to prepare for Ben Johnson, scheme things up, to rest. They get Dean Montgomery back at running back. So ultimately, I think Detroit can win this one somewhat comfortably, like around the spread, maybe by 10 or so. But if it is close, we've seen how good the Commanders are and how they've been battle-tested. As I said last week, I believe, in close games, worked out last week. There's a confidence there for them, and the job Dan Quinn's done, Cliff Kingsbury on offense. I think the Lions, roster-wise, might be a little too much, though. Then on Sunday, two really cold games. Two games that could have snow. First at 3 o'clock Eastern time, Rams-Eagles. LA's been hot, but the Eagles, one of those teams that handled them in the middle of the season. It was in November. Saquon Barkley had over 300 yards, total yards. But definitely keep an eye on the loss of linebacker N'Kobe Dean for Philly. Certainly one of the most underrated players in the league. Him next to Zach Bond at inside linebacker in Vic Fangio's defense. And the tackling was not as good when Dean left the game. So again, an underrated player, maybe a matchup the Rams, Sean McVay will try to take advantage of with him out. Rams offensive line has been playing better since that first matchup. Eagles don't have Brandon Graham off the edge. I think they'll need guys like Josh Sweat to step up. But playing at Lincoln Financial Field, one of the toughest places to play, especially this time of year. It was shown last week in pretty dominant performance against the Packers. That said, the Rams definitely confident after handling the Vikings last week. Have an experienced quarterback in Matthew Stafford for this time of year, experienced players like Cooper Kupp. We'll see if the defense can hold up. Don't let Saquon run wild this time around. Overall, don't let Jalen Hurts as well. Can certainly do plenty of damage. Light them up with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. John Dotson caught the touchdown last week to open the game. My thought is the Rams need to keep this low scoring, as a lot of their wins were during the season. Of course, they had that shootout win over Buffalo, but not sure they'll be able to win a shootout on the road in the cold, potential snow, and advance the NFC title game. And then finally, the most anticipated matchup of the week, Ravens-Bills. This was a 35-10 game in favor of Baltimore in Baltimore early in the season. Bills a lot healthier now. Ravens likely won't have Zay Flowers at receiver, so that helps Sean McDermott's defense a little bit. Still stopping Lamar Jackson in key situations with the way he can run around and make plays with both his arm and his legs is no easy task. Lamar's been locked in, has a stacked roster, has Derrick Henry in the backfield with him now for this postseason, and that combination, incredibly difficult to stop. Ravens defense playing great since about the middle of the season. If you just look at the rosters, I think you'd have to say the Ravens have an advantage. Whatever, they had 9 Pro Bowlers, I think. The Bills sort of need to, I think, scheme things a little bit more to get guys open. The way they ran the ball against the Broncos last week is very encouraging. If they can do that, again, with James Cook leading the way, that would certainly help keep drives going, keep the Ravens offense off the field as well, have more favorable third down situations. They'll definitely have a shot to pull off what amounts to a home upset and play off Josh Allen again. Pretty much as good as it gets in the postseason. If I'm a Bills fan, I'm hoping that Henry does not totally run wild and prove to be the difference in the game. Again, James Cook has had an outstanding season and is a really good back. But they've had opportunities to perhaps add Derrick Henry to the backfield via trade maybe. Past couple of years could have helped at this time of year. Seemed like a natural fit. Instead, he's in Baltimore, so not acquiring him ultimately. He's on their opponent this week. So yeah, if I'm a Bills fan, I'm hoping that is not the difference in the game. Having such a difference-making weapon like Henry on the other side. But likely the two leading MVP candidates, they were first and second team All-Pro. Jackson was the first team All-Pro. We'll see if Allen potentially with what basically everyone considers the worst roster compared to the Ravens might get MVP still, but a ton of respect on both sides. You could see after the first matchup this season, Allen was talking to Henry, and then Jackson came in, and they look like three friends, really. Jackson says he doesn't really talk to any quarterbacks, including Allen, in the offseason or anything, and maybe they'll talk about this late after their careers. But I'm sure like both fan bases on social media are sort of going at each other, saying the other quarterback is better, and we shouldn't just take this game's result as meaning one is better than the other, or one's not good, or one's not as good as people say. This is arguably the two best players in the league right now, and they have a ton of respect for each other and a great matchup and will be fun to watch. CBS definitely doesn't have much trouble selling the Ravens-Bills matchup. and a great one to cap the divisional round. So that'll do it for this week's episode. Again, maybe the best weekend of the year, a chance to get into that Final Four set of teams. Hopefully we see four close games after last week wasn't the case. And then we also have the national championship game in college football on Monday night between Notre Dame and Ohio State. So a great stretch of football for sure. So enjoy the action. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week for Championship Sunday.